God be the glory for all he's done. We're going to move into our devotion and get ready for our Bible study lesson tonight. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, well, he died upon the cross. Oh, Lord, I know it was the blood for me. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. For me, one day when I was lost, well, he died upon the cross. Oh, Lord, I know it was the blood for me. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word. He never said a mumbling word for me. One day when I was lost, well, he died upon the cross. Oh, Lord, I know it was the blood for me. We notice for our scripture tonight, the 150th numbers of the Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the strange instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The 150th numbers of the Psalm. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good of our souls. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father God, we come with our heads bowed and humble hearts, thanking you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Master, for being so good to us. We love you, we praise you, we magnify you. Realizing, Father God, you just, you righteous, you are an awesome God. You God and you God all by yourself. You don't need us, but we sure do need you. Lord, we just want to say thank you for Jesus. To God be the glory for all you've done. Father God, we thank you for watching over us last night and waking us this morning and let us live to see another day. Father God, we thank you for food, shelter, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. Father God, you're good to us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for everything. Now, Lord, we pray for our families, our wives, our children. Father God, we pray for our grandchildren. Help them and keep them in your care. Fix their hearts, regulate their minds, and help them to think right and be about the Father's business. Realizing we're living in perilous times, living in dangerous times. Well, mean men and women count your way unholy, but Father, we know you God and you God all by yourself. You in control of everything. Now, Lord God, we come to this appointed place. You brought us here safe and sound down the highways, byways, streets and avenues, interstates and freeways to this appointed place. And we just want to say thank you. Realizing, Father, nothing so good we did, it's just your grace and your mercy. Father God, we pray for these who've gathered here. Bless our pastor and his family. Keep them in your care. Have mercy upon our associate ministers, all who have congregated in this place. Bless the New Bethlehem Baptist Church family, Father God, in Jesus' name. There are those who are sick. There are those who bedridden. There are those who are in the hospitals. But Father God, you're able. You're everywhere at the same time. You are omnipresent, Lord God. Everywhere at the same time. You know our uprising, our down sitting, our thoughts are far off. You know everything about us. Father God, you knew us before we come out of our mother's wombs. Father, just be with us and keep us in your care. Father God, we pray that your word will go forth and open our hearts, our eyes, our minds, so that we might be receptive to your word and be doers of your word, not just hearers only, deceiving our own selves. For it's in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. This little light of mine, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, well, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Yes, everywhere I go, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, well, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let the church say amen. Amen. We're just glad to be here in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you for your voices, songs, and prayers. At this time, Pastor Rogers will come. Reverend Rogers.
Certainly God is good and he's worthy to be praised. We give him glory and thanks for allowing us the privilege of being in his presence once again and to share this virtual space with you who's a part of our Bible study through the outlets that we have going from this place, the Facebook, the sermon, audio, and YouTube. We thank God for your prayers and we do solicit your prayers as we give ourselves to teaching. Tonight, I will not teach, but Reverend Mims will teach, and I'm thankful that he consented to teach this night's Bible study. Before he comes, there are several announcements that I want to share with you. Again, I want to read the list of the persons that we need to be in prayer for, and then tonight I want to offer prayer, or this evening I want to offer prayer. And then I want Sister Mims to come and give us an announcement concerning the reading marathon, amen, that we will host here on May the 6th. So she will come and give us in-depth information about that marathon. Bereaved is Brother Clifford Williams and family. Hospitalist is Sister Kim Johnson Drake. Brother Tommy Bland, Sister Virginia McCormick. Our prayer list is Sister Duff, Jeanette Duff, Reverend Greg McCarroll, Sister Stella Mays, Sister Deanna Bland, Sister Bobby Green, Brother Dexter Law, Deacon Early Terry, Reverend Edward May, Sister Dorothy Fancher, Reverend Jesse Van, Sister Donna Mitchell, Sister Lois Broom, Sister Gloria Moman, Brother Jack Blanks, Mother Catherine Strait, Brother Samuel Barnes, Sister Stacy Walton, Brother Robert Dowley, Sister Mertis Cook, Sister Omega Hashberry, Brother Clarence Hutchins, Sister Queen Rush, Sister Juanita Nix, Brother Charles Steele, Sister Lois Blackman, Sister Rosie May, and Deacon Joseph Grimes. That's our prayer list and our hospital list and our bereaved list on this evening. Please take note of those persons, and when you pray, pray for them. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you again for allowing us to come to you through this new and living way that was opened unto us by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for prayer and the confidence that we have in prayer, that your word says that we can pray according to your will and you hear us. For Lord, we know that we have the petition that we desire of you because, Lord, we pray within your will. You told us in your word to ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the doors shall be open unto us. Lord, we thank you for answered prayer already. Lord, you are faithful. Even if we are faithless, you are faithful. You are faithful because, Father, you cannot deny yourself. Thank you for the awesomeness of your promises that's nestled in your word. Lord, Psalm 41 said, if we are mindful and considerate of the poor, that you will bless us in our times of trouble. Lord, we're in that time now, and we know and see and receive your goodness, the fulfillment of your promises, Lord, that you are keeping us. We celebrate you, and Lord, we praise your name because you alone are God, and beside thee there is none other. And our praise, Lord, is an indication of our thanksgiving, Lord, that we are appreciative of what you are doing and what you have done and what you will do. Lord, I pause to thank you for, Lord, just keeping your hand upon us here at New Bethlehem. Lord, that even in the midst of pandemic, we're not panicking because we see your presence, the manifestation of your power and your provisions. Father, we thank you for being a present help in our times of trouble. And you know them that trust you. Lord, these names that have been called, Lord, from bereaved to hospital list to prayer list, Father, you know all about them. And Lord, there's nothing that we can get beyond your knowledge because you are all knowing. You know where they are. You know what they stand in need of. And Lord, we don't have the words, but the Holy Spirit make utterances for us. That he intercedes and he knows what to pray. So Father, we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit that he can utter utterances unto you on behalf of these people that we have called out. Lord, that your will be done in their life, that you will, Lord, strengthen them and empower them, provide for them and protect them in their time of lowliness. Lord, you're still a doctor in a sick room, and Lord, you're still bear us up when mother and father forsake us. Lord, when people are called out of our lives, called from these mundane shores into the pleasantry of your presence, or, Lord, if they are going in another direction, you are our comfort. For, Lord, you are the God who comes alongside and hold us in your arms and give us your word. A word to uplift us. A word to bear us up. To empower us. To motivate us and encourage us to keep pressing on. Lord, I pray and ask you to empower tonight Reverend Mims. Lord, as he expound on the word of God. And as always, as I pray, Lord, that your word will come and go out and will accomplish all that you send it out to accomplish. And it will not return unto you void. I thank you for his attitude and his availability, that he's willing to teach. And you are honored, Lord, when we are willing to teach and we have the right attitude to teach. So have your way through him, Lord, and give us your word that we will be made to better, Lord. And we will leave this place differently than the way we were when we came in. As always, we ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. Bless every fickle effort of ours to exalt, illustrate, and extend your kingdom in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Mims is coming quickly, and she's going to
first giving all praise and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor Rogers, Reverend Mims, Reverend McCoy, my New Bethlehem family, and the virtual listeners. Good evening. On Thursday, May the 6th, 2021, New Bethlehem Baptist Church will host a hybrid Bible reading marathon. In the past, this marathon has ran for 80 continuous hours over a four-day period. But because of the pandemic, the marathon has caused us to engage in reducing the length of time this year. Instead of reading the Bible over 4 days, the participants are making it happen and making it possible to read the Bible, the entire Bible, in 1 day. Most of those who have signed up to read a 15-minute passage of scriptures will read from their homes. But thank God for our pastor okaying this. While many read from home, we invite you to join us here at New Bethlehem Baptist Church, Bessemer, Alabama, on Thursday, May the 6th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will read our assignment portions of scripture in 15-minute increments. If you would like to participate, please sign up with me after this service in the vestibule, and I also will be here on Sunday after 10:30 services. Pastor Rogers will offer the opening prayer for the marathon at 9 a.m. on Thursday, May the 6th, 2021. COVID protocol will be followed. Everyone is required to wear a mask and adhere to social distances guidelines. Thank you.
I am thankful to God to be in the house of worship, the place of prayer, and the place of prayer and praise. I thank God for Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers for this opportunity to teach the Bible study lesson. I thank God for his liberated spirit. Thank God for this awesome opportunity. To Deacon McClain, Rev. McCoy, to other deacons and trustees, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To those that are listening or viewing virtually, we thank God for your participation. Thank God for our new Bethlehem church family. Good evening. Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. We pray, O God, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray, O God, that your word would do that in which it is intended to do. In Jesus' name, amen. This evening, if you have your Bibles, I'd like to call your attention to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. We like to share verses 1 through 13. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 13. This particular record of the Bible, a biblical account, is a very familiar passage of Bible to Christian believers. We all experience the life of Abraham and Isaac. The book of Genesis means origin. The key word, beginning. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Moses is considered to be namely the author of Genesis, a record of origin of our universe, the origin of the human race, the origin of man's first sin, the origin of the Hebrew race, God's chosen people, and much more. If I had to tag this a subject, I would use for a subject, trust and obey. Trust and obey. It says, and it came to pass. Interchangeable word. Then it came to pass. After these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell of. And God did tempt Abraham. The Old Testament writing is written in Hebrew. God tempted Abraham. In the Hebrew language, the word tempts basically means to test someone, to prove someone, to try someone. Also, it is understood to safely say it is not intended to influence someone to sin. Now, there is a different school of thought. James, a servant of God, chapter 1, verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. James 1 and 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lusts and entice. When we are tempted, we are drawn away. We initiate the behavior to sin. Temptation is not an act of God. But God does challenge our faith in him. God called Abraham out. This is not the first time that God called Abraham out. He called Abraham and caused him to leave his country. Yes. He told Abraham to leave his kindred, his family, his relatives. So God does require our attention. So God commands him to take now. When God is calling you, When God is calling me, God is expecting us to respond immediately. He's expecting us to respond quickly. God is not looking for our hesitations. He's not looking for our excuses. But God is looking for our full cooperation. Take now your son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest. Take him to a land that I will tell you. So when God is talking, we must respond very, very quickly. God sometimes requires our all. He requires our all. Abraham, thine only son. God requires our only son or daughter. He requires our best. So Abraham, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham rose up early in the morning. Early. Have you ever traveled early in the morning, going out of town? And the reason you travel early in the morning is to avoid distractions. Okay. To avoid heavy traffic. Abraham got up early in the morning because he moved with urgency.
Yes, sir.
Urgency. Abraham got up early in the morning so he could cover much ground. Abraham got up early in the morning so he could separate himself from other travelers. Early. So Abraham, Isaac, and his son got up early. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. How do you feel when you reach your destination. I'm sure Abraham was glad. I'm sure Abraham was excited. I'm sure he was relieved to have made his journey. And I'm sure on his journey, he had to face some obstacles.
Yes, sir.
It is said that at a certain time of the day, the heat would bear down on you. And we would sing the song, "I must bear my cross in the heat of the day." We must press on when we are trying to connect with God. And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." Now Abraham is taking his son, supposedly to be sacrificed. But Abraham says to these two young men, "Abide at the bottom of the mountain, and I in the land shall return." Abraham must have had some foresight. When you have been in a relationship with God, you ought to have some foresight. It might be a uncompromising situation, but you ought to have some foresight. You ought to have some confidence in God. If God asks you to do something, even if it means giving up someone you love so much, you ought to believe that God knows your end from the beginning. Abraham knew if he carried out this plan, God was going to intervene. God has a way of intervening in the affairs of mankind. When it seems like we don't have have the answer.
Yes, sir.
God is the answer in all of our calamities.
Yes, sir.
In all of our despair. So Abraham had faith in Isaac's resurrection.
Yeah.
Abraham had confidence in God. Abraham had assurance of God. Abraham had dependency with God.
Yes, sir.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife. And they went both of them together. And Isaac spake them to Abraham, his father. Said, my father, he said, here am I. My son, he said, behold the fire in the wood. But where is the burnt offering? And Abraham said, like James, faith without works,
yes, sir,
is dead. Abraham proved himself by his actions. Abraham was not empty-handed. Abraham exhibited living hope. Abraham had expectations from God. He did not dare depending on God to do everything. And we ask the question, is there anything too hard for God? Abraham knew that there was nothing too hard for God. But Abraham refused to allow God to do everything. Some people get bent out of shape, upset, because God does not do everything for them. But Abraham, trust God. Abraham had confidence in God. Abraham was standing on the promises of God. God told Abraham he would be a father of many nations. So Abraham knew that God was not slack concerning his promises like men are. Our situations does not change God's will for us. And God's word cannot ever fail under any extreme circumstances we face in life. So Abraham is preparing to carry out the command that God has given him. So Abraham, he take the wood and place his son on the altar. He bounds Isaac, his son. and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son. Abraham loved his son, but Abraham had a greater love for God. Jesus said it like this: if any man love father, mother, sister, a brother more than me, they are not worthy of me. So Abraham exhibits his faith in God, willing to take the life of his only son. Abraham, I know it could have been emotional, but he goes through to take the life of his son. And as he draws back to take the life of his son, a voice calls out to him, "Abraham." He says, "Here I am." He said, "Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do him any harm, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicker by his arm, by his horns. And Abraham went out and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offer in the stead of his son. So if we can have faith in God, knowing that whatever God expects us to do, and sometimes we must make the ultimate sacrifice, we must deny ourselves, we must take up our cross and follow him daily. We must trust the Lord with all our heart, all our mind, all our spirit, all our soul. We must love the Lord and him only. God does challenge us to test our faith in him.
Yes, sir.
And we must pass the test. Abraham passed the test. We can't hold back in our relationship with God. We must not only trust him, but we must obey him.
Yes, sir.
And if God has asked you to do something, do it. Don't second guess what God is asking you to do. Don't turn around and say, "I should have listened to the Lord." Sometimes when we don't do things when God is telling us to do it, we don't always get a second chance. So whatever God is asking you to do today, do it without reservation. Do it no matter who agrees with you. Do it if it don't seem logical. Do it if don't nobody support you. Do it if don't nobody encourage you. Because if God is asking you to do something, He will provide a way for you to do it. Have faith in God. Don't doubt God. Don't be wavering in your faith. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for you know that your labor is not in vain. God will reward your faithfulness. God will reward your consistency. God will reward your diligency. Stay with the Lord. Go with the Lord all the way. Do what He's telling you to do. And just like Abraham, get in a hurry. Hit the flow running. Because only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you.
And to put into practice the example of Abraham. I like what he said about the sacrifice he made. And the Lord gave to me then, when you sacrifice, He will give you revelation. When you give yourself to Him wholeheartedly, He'll reveal to you Himself. The Bible says, when Abraham took that ram, he called the Lord Jehovah Jireh. It was a revelation of God. Revelation of God that God will provide. I often say God will never let you outgive Him. If you give, God will always outgive you. So thank you for that lesson. Thank you for filling in for us. We're not sick or anything. As I preached on Sunday, sometimes you have to go aside. And this has been a tough year on last year, pandemic year. And the body tires. And sometimes the mind gets distorted. And we need to step away to reboot. Amen. To come back stronger. And if Jesus and His disciples went aside, you know, we need to go aside every now and then to reboot. So thank you for your receptivity of Reverend Mims. Thank God for these brothers who are here. Deacon McLean, Brother Deacon Taylor. A few Sundays ago, I called him Deacon Terry, but Deacon Taylor. Amen. Deacon Kelly and Deacon Robinson. And Reverend McCoy and Brother Blackman. Amen. Thank God for him and Reverend and Sister Mims. Y'all got the announcement from Sister Mims about the Bible reading marathon. And I don't know how many slots we have left, but we want you to sign up. And we want to be a great host church. We want to participate in the reading marathon. The Word of God is powerful, and we want it to go out and spread in the atmosphere so others can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be reading right down under the carport between the Life Center and the church for about 7-8 hours. It won't be the 80, but 7 or 8 hours, and I'm excited about that. I think at 12, there would be a prayer call, right? A chauffeur. Yeah, blowing up the chauffeur, and that'll engage us in prayer. All right, all hearts and minds clear. Come on, Reverend, close us out in prayer.
Again, I want to thank everyone for being a part of this Bible study teaching. We pray to God that something has been said to encourage you in your walk with Jesus Christ. Again, I'm so grateful to Pastor Rogers for his liberated spirit. He's a man that minds, that likes to share with his associate ministers. So we pray God's richest blessings upon him as he continues to move forward with this church and doing God's will. If there's nothing else, let us stand. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Lord, for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to teach your word tonight. We pray, O God, that your word will go forth, that your word will be a blessing to those that was a part of this Bible study. We pray, O God, that thou will give us traveling mercies as we prepare to go home until we meet again. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to prevent you faultless, with an exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Amen.